Thank you. Amazing, awesome.
One, two, three, two girls.
What it was like last night at the Tony Barrett show. I'm not kidding.
Thank you so very much for showing up. This is a pretty nice, big, sold-out crowd for Sunday night. That song, Surfing Safari, came out on Capitol Records 52 years ago. I'll tell you what. After those first opening seven songs, without stopping. By the way, how about John Castle on the drums? Seven songs without stopping. That's precisely why we're going to take an intermission. Followed by a nap. But on the other hand, we might compromise with the slow dance dedicated to all the lovely ladies in attendance. In fact, that's one of the things we first noted when we were first touring in the Lone Star State. How lovely, how many lovely ladies there were. I led to in part to the recording of California Girls or something like that. But for right now, this one's dedicated to all the ladies in attendance.
Yeah. Christian Love.
I'm
And I go, hey man, like he's proud to think your old man's really a square. Well, we don't know how it's going, but it's great to have my son Christian Love. And his baby sister, my youngest, is going to sing one of her favorite Beach Boys songs. Welcome, Amba Love.
College Bound right there. Song he's going to do for us tonight. I love this song so much. It came out on the Surf's Up album, like I said, in 1872. Oh, I mean 19. And I hope you like it as much as we do. It's called Disney Girls. Special dedication. Happy birthday, Kelly Sheffin. Where are you? Are you here someplace? Don't jump. But anyway, happy birthday. And Beach Boys. And I just want to say,
We have Christian Love, Mike's son. We have Amba. Oh my God, she sang great. And the other night, let's keep it to connect it to next, Texas, we were in Maui, and we played. We had one of Willie's sons, Lucas, sitting with us. It was great. Let's connect him to Texas. He was great. Okay, here we go. Fantasy world and Disney girls,
for Austin, Texas. Thank you.
Wow, that's such a great, great some years ago. But was at a meeting in Europe many years ago. Maharishi and a whole bunch of people from all over the world were there. And during his discourse one evening, he said, "You need a cool head and a warm heart." And I thought, well, that's pretty profound, profoundly simple. And I took that saying, cool head and warm heart, and made it into a little song that I hope you enjoy. It's inspired by people in uniform. In particular, women in uniform. To be quite candid about it, cheerleading uniforms. Well, I propose that there's nothing more fundamentally patriotic than the spirit embodied in, for instance, Friday night football. Or Saturday afternoon football, or Sunday football, or Thursday or Monday, which is getting to be every day of the week with this NFL thing. Anyway, yes, because there's nothing more inspirational than the spirit embodied in those wonderful cheerleaders. So this is dedicated, first of all, I should say that this song is called Be True to Your School. And it's dedicated to all you great people from all other states, in particular tonight, Texas, of course. We wish you well in your in your sports endeavors until you get to the border of California. Then we hope you're humiliated. But it's worked both ways in the past. But anyway, this one is our patriotic anthem here. Maestro, my note, please. That was something that always helped me out in school, multiple choice right there. Buy the best car you could for that amount. Then you'd probably save some more money and fix it up. That's what I do with my first car, which I love very much, my 1949 Chevrolet. That was a beauty. I'm not going to even tell you what went on in that car. Anyway, of course, nice as that was, I can't honestly say that I love it as much as the new Corvette. Oh, man. I got to drive that thing in Detroit when they were just testing that one. Oh, man. I'll tell you what, it's good. Anyway, the reason I'm mentioning loving cars is because the next song is going to be a love song. It is true. But a unique love song, in that it is the only love song in the world and the universe that is a love song about a car. Tonight's performance of this beautiful song was written by my cousin Brian and a disc jockey in Los Angeles named Roger Christian, a really great guy, passed away. But he once wrote some wonderful lyrics to a love song about a car that our lead guitarist and musical director, Mr. Scott Trotman, is going to be the lead singer on this one. So, musical director, lead guitarist, lead singer. Okay, this one's called The Ballad of Old Betsy.
Oh,
All right. Did anyone leak the word that tonight's show is divided into two parts? Anybody let you know that? Yeah? No?
Yeah.
Let's hear it on Audible. How many knew that tonight's show was divided into two parts? How many didn't know? I think that's 51.5% didn't. Anyway, irrelevant, because we are taking a much needed intermission. It's needed for various and sundry reasons. But we like to stimulate the local economy as well. I certainly did at Whole Foods today. That's the mothership, I call it.
Well, the bar is a nighttime mothership.
That place, Whole Foods, is simply amazing. Anyway, so we're going to go back and consume some of the things we bought there this afternoon. Anyway, but not before having, it wouldn't be apropos to leave the stage for the culmination of the first half without having first hotwired the hot rods one more time.
Thank you. Yeah.
thank you so much. What a fantastic audience you are, and a great place for the sun and place. Tell you, this, you know, Tony Bennett said last night over at the Long Center, he said this is one of the greatest cities in the country, and I have to agree to it. There's not many people who've seen more cities than we have, but he's one of them. Yeah. Inspiration. Anyway, long before we became the Beach Boys, well, not that long before, but a few years before, my cousin Brian became obsessed with a group called the Four Freshmen. Now they specialize in a type of really close four-part harmony. They call it, like, it was like almost jazz singing or whatever. But they called it, back in the 50s, they called it modern harmony. Nowadays, they call it carbon-dated harmony. And speaking of the 50s, I wanted to, you know, send our blessings to Phil Everly. Yes, Everly Brothers meant so much to us when we were just kids, sang their songs, and it was wonderful. But this next song was a result of Brian's being way deep into the Four Freshmen, and we learned a few of their arrangements, one of which we'd like to do tonight, because you're an awesome audience, that's why. But we take a lot of pleasure in doing this because it's just vocals, just a cappella. Now, a cappella is a musical term which Bruce, he has that Grammy. He told me that a cappella means, in French, it means naked. So fortunately for all concerned tonight, we're doing the American version. At any rate, no, this is a beautiful, beautiful song, and we hope you enjoy it. It's about, you know, lasting love. It's called Their Hearts Are Full of Spring.
Say this because you'd never say it because you can't. I can't. This is Bob Michael and Brian Wilson. This is the coolest, bestest song that Mike Love and Brian Wilson ever wrote. And now Mike's going to do the other part of the introduction. This
song. Thank you, Bruce. Thank you very much. Yeah, Brian and I wrote this at a rented house. We moved out of this home, family home in Hawthorne, California. It was 1963. It was November, and I went over to his house, oh, I'd say 10 o'clock at night on November 22nd. We wrote this beautiful song called The Warmth of the Sun, and it was about the loss of the love you once had. Once you had fallen in love, felt that love, but then the other person no longer felt that. Well, we wrote this beautiful song, and we awakened the next morning. We slept in, obviously, we were up till 3, 4 in the morning, so we slept in, and we were awakened. The news that President Kennedy had been taken to the hospital in Dallas. So it was November 63. And so ever since that 50th anniversary that we've been doing the songs, it was really quite a challenge to get through it when we recorded it just a short while after that event. And it'll always have that emotional meaning to us, that additional meaning. So, you know, because politics aside, it was a father, it was a husband, a brother, so it's couple. Warmth of the Sun.
So that's why you got hearts tonight. We don't often have venue is this wonderful, it sounds perfect.
Yeah.
Seriously. All right. A few years ago, we lost two of our great, loved, treasured band brothers. We miss them every second of their life. Dennis Wilson, and we lost also his brother, Carl Wilson. Luckily for all of us, they live in this music that they recorded with us. And I think about them now, think about them all the time. So thank goodness for a little bit of technology in this 21st century. We're going to do something where Mike and I are going to sing our original vocal parts. Our band, of course, is going to play this next song. But what's really cool is we're going to do all that. If you watch the screen, we sing, our guys play, and ladies and gentlemen, here's Carl Wilson singing God Only Knows.
Here for years. Oh boy. So thank you guys. They're really great people.
And Mark, thanks for the tickets to Tony Bennett last night.
That was Tiffany that got those tickets. Yeah. It's quite emotional for us to see Carl and sing with him every night since he passed away in this month. February of 98. So, and one of his greatest admirers and one of the greatest guys we've met in the music business also spends quite a bit of his time in Austin, Texas. I wanted to welcome our stage to help us out on one of his favorite Beach Boys songs to begin with, Mr. Christopher Cross. Thank you.
Oh,
Some of my great mentors, and just this music, it's really the story of my life musically. I started out from the very beginning listening to Lonely Sea in my kind of room, alone, and kind of learned how to do this a little bit from these guys. And of course, having the honor to come and sing one of Carl's tunes, Mike so kind let me do that. I miss it very much too. Anyway, just want to say what honors we have for these guys. I'm sitting there. They've become good friends, which is such like an amazing trip for me. Like God's in my life, but it's been a real blessing. Thank you.
Okay, let's sing a trip down this Kokomo! Busted secrets with us.
Mm-hmm. let's hear you, Austin, Texas.
Thank you.
Austin, Texas thing! Drive home safely. Bye-bye. See you next time. And how about a hit for Christopher Cross? Come on.